All right, I'm here with
Mike Wakerly.
Mike, I came in and I saw you were working on this project here. It looked like a cross between a Terminator bot and a keg and all sorts of things. What exactly is the keg bot?
Well, the keg bot's a beer measuring Linux powered kegerator.
And so, how does it work from the keg to the Linux system to the actual dispensing of the beverage?
Well, there's a little inline flow meter and solenoid valve so that when the beer goes by, a little microcontroller is able to count how much is going by based on the volume. And from that, it's fed into a little Linux box, and all the drinks are stored in the database. And you can basically, once you know how much beer goes out and when, you can extrapolate anything you want from that.
And so each person has one of those little micro dots. One of the what are they called?
They're called iButtons. They're just basically an ID on a keychain.
So that each user can keep track of how much they drank, the calories, and you can almost see like who's drinking the most or who's drinking the least.
Yeah, how much they took, how much you should charge them for drinking your beer.
So this is going to cost money.
Well, you know, that's always an idea, but I've never collected.
And so for tonight, the next. I guess the next few hours, what's the plan? You're going to have two different teams, or you're going to have people drink?
So, yeah, because these iButtons are a little hard to come by and pesky, we only have about a dozen of them. So we're having a party with the From the Shadows crew, and we're going to organize the iButtons into teams of drinkers. So everyone drinks, and it's recorded under the team. So at the end of the night, we'll see which group of people had the most to drink.
And how long did this project take to build from planning to, I guess, it being finished a few minutes ago?
well, it's been finished for over a year. It's something we started in August of 2003 and, you know, just worked on it in our free time. And it's basically been serving kegs since, you know, 2004. So this is actually the second keg bot that we've attempted to build. So the original one is at my home in the Bay Area. So this is keg bot number two.
And the one in the Bay Area, you still use every day at your home?
Every day, in the morning and in the evening.
And what are you up to? Do you do like a monthly stat, or like do you ever keep track of it, or you just don't want to know after a while?
Well, I you know, it's a competition, but I look at my stats occasionally.
And if someone's interested in building one of these on their own, do you ever plan to release any of the board specs or the software or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. The boards and the software and stuff will all be online. They're all online in some form at kegbot.org, but it's just been something I haven't had time to organize. So now that this we're using the PCB, the printed circuit board, for this second kegbot, now that that's done, we'll have more time to put the source code up and stuff like that. So there's a lot of people that are on the kegbot mailing list that are in some stage building their own.
And what do you think the future of beer drinking is at this point, now that you've unleashed the kegbot out there? Do you think we're all going to have iButtons embedded inside of us, or for drinking, or where do you see beer drinking going now?
I predict it to be a commonplace thing. I honestly don't know. It's a fun way to, if you have a kegerator, to enjoy it. But you know, I guess you could see all sorts of crazy things happening if you had an RFID in your hand or something like that, where you can track everything, not just what you drink, but you know, where you've been and stuff like that.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.